All right, everybody shut up. It's time for the game.
That blows my mind. What'd he say?
He gave my address out on Facebook.
Did he dox you? I don't know. Jesus is coming?
If you say another word, you're out of here. And I was like, yeah, well, you're terrible, so...
You think you could kill that cat barehanded if it came at you?
No.
Oh, I think yes.
And this is Pod Bless.
Hey.
How's it going?
He didn't get you switched. Oh. They missed all of that.
It's all good.
It's okay. I didn't do it for the gram.
Bite number two.
Mm-hmm.
Bet you can't eat that whole.
One bite. Them's the rules.
Everybody knows the rules.
Everybody knows the rules.
Hey, everybody on Pod Bless World.
Can Noah be trusted sitting at the realm this week? Is my question.
The after realm?
It sounded like you said realm.
I did.
Oh, okay. Brett's on a tear tonight.
Of misusing words?
Misusing words.
That's real. That's my Randy coming out. Not that way. He always did it before.
I know. I know. What you said.
Now it's kind of
why
that
would
way.
You think that that is what I... Yeah.
Because you were laughing hysterically, and I know how you feel about Alzheimer's and that's dementia. Funny.
No, that Alzheimer's
yeah, it
is not funny.
Joey.
No,
thanks.
What you said was funny. Oh, forgetfulness is funny. Yeah, medically induced forgetfulness, not funny.
Comedic timing.
Yeah.
Is key.
For some reason, my stomp is very loud today.
It's probably our microphones are just cranked up good. But that's nice. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pod Bless, where we try to drink and eat food
and
on the microphone. Yeah, we'll never.
Arizona nice. Iced tea, maybe?
And Skyline.
I'm up for any of those.
Oh. I was putting it in your camera. But yeah, welcome to Pod Bless. Thanks for tuning
both
in.
Cameras. Oh.
If you're watching it with us live, we've got some special treats for you that we're doing in the live. If you're listening,
yes.
Not in live, be sure to go over to Facebook and YouTube and check out the video. We're going to do a little thing for Brett's segment, Chef Brett. It's going to be a lot of fun. While we're doing some housework, that's a lag. While we're doing some house cleaning or
keeping?
Some housekeeping, that's the housekeeping. while we're doing some housekeeping, I was just going to bring this up. If you're out there and you're watching on the show and you see one of our videos, be sure to go in there and hit a like and hit a comment.
Smash that like button.
You don't have to write anything profound or crazy, but if you see one of our videos on TikTok or YouTube or Facebook, please go in there and hit a like and just leave a silly comment saying this is funny or you disagree with us or just say anything because that helps.
Minimal effort.
Oh, such minimal effort.
Like minimal effort.
If we had just the people that watched in the live go over and leave a comment on a TikTok short or
that'd be great.
Or a Instagram reel.
You know how ironic it is that you're saying it's minimal effort when it took you like 2 years to share the post on Facebook.
I didn't know how to do it. Okay.
You guys can leave comments too. It counts too.
I was
educated. Every video we put out, I like and
every
share.
Every time I see one,
that's good.
I like
on
it.
Facebook.
Yeah. I don't use the other ones very much.
Yeah. Yeah. I send you a ton of TikToks.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even really know how that works.
I have to show you because you have hundreds.
And nobody else when you say TikTok.
TikTok
on the clock, the Kesha song.
Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can play
it. TikTok. No, I don't know if we have the...
We just get taken down in other countries for unreeled music.
We're up in other countries. Oh, I'm going to sneeze.
We're on the internet, man. We're in every country. We're probably on the moon. They've got a bunch of rovers up there right now.
Mars?
Yeah, did you hear about that private company that sent a spacecraft to the moon and
cool.
It flipped over?
Didn't hear that.
And then lost contact with it when it was landing. It fell over, and then like after a week of being there, it lost contact.
Turns out NASA's
the moon Martians
better.
Got it.
So there went millions and millions of private company money, which is probably fine.
NASA's good at this, and nobody else is, basically.
We're going to have to send up a janitor crew just to clean up all the mess we've left there.
There you go, like in Armageddon, where they just train janitors to be astronauts.
Instead of oil riggers.
You know how much easier it would have been to train the astronauts to be the drillers?
You'd think.
Yeah.
It takes a special...
Yeah, but the movie's not as good.
You're right, that's a good point.
Yee-haw!
Take care of my little girl.
Yeah.
I cry every time.
Those are I need to watch that again.
You don't cry at that movie? You don't have a heart, sir.
You cry at everything.
Dude, he's only had like 5 movies in his Rolodex. Like,
I got this one. A Few Good Men, because that was a DVD my grandma had. She had two DVDs. A Few Good Men and My Fellow Americans.
Which was a
presidential comedy where the president and then the guy running against him, there's like an attack on them and they have to run together and work together to survive.
Have you never seen Air Force One?
Get off my plane.
You've seen it.
No, I haven't. I just know the quote.
Mm. Wow. That's fun. Harrison Ford. You know, there's a conspiracy theory about that. Which Harrison one is it? Ford? Or no, wait, no. Is it Air Force One? No, it's... What's the one with Nicolas Cage?
Face Off.
Con Air.
No, not Con Air.
Con Air.
Yeah. I was thinking of Face Off. Face Off is...
Also with Nicolas Cage. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
well...
John
Travolta.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Switch Faces.
See, I've seen that one.
But now Con Air...
I haven't seen Con Air.
Speaking of Armageddon and Con Air.
Yeah.
And...
Bad Hair?
No. What's the guy's name?
His name's bad.
Steve Buscemi.
Oh yeah, he's in both.
He's in
Fireman.
But they're like, hey, here's a conspiracy theory for you. He was a murderer on the plane for Con Air, correct? It crashed at the end of the movie. You see him playing poker when everybody else was either captured or dealt with. He was the only one that was just like, oh hey, yeah, I'm winning money. They say that he went on to be in another movie some of you might know as The Big Lebowski.
I haven't seen that.
Because every shirt he wears at the bowling alley...
Is that the dude?
One with the dude. Every shirt at the bowling alley always has a different name on it.
Okay.
And then he's like, he has no family, he has no friends, he has no relatives.
Because he's escaped from...
But they just see him as the regular old dude.
He goes to work on the oil?
And he gets killed.
Oh,
that was much later, so he dies in the movie. But he could have given him a different coffee can.
He survives the trip. He makes it back.
Movie's not connected. But since you brought that up, I was like, ooh, there's a connection to that.
I really like that film.
It's a good movie. And is it Steven Tyler's daughter?
Liv.
Liv Tyler? Mm-hmm. She's real pretty.
That is a fact.
That's on the internet.
Well, that's just factual. I'm not allowed to say that.
You're allowed to say anything you want.
No. I'm not saying anything bad.
Wrong or right? You're allowed to do.
I'm sorry. Is that it? Wait, that is a good... Can we talk about that for a second?
What's that?
Are you allowed to say that... Like, is that immoral or wrong to say that someone is just factually, conventionally attractive?
If your wife's watching the show, no.
But is that like, I don't mean like I'm going to go jump her bones or anything like
Nor
that.
Could you.
Exactly. Even better point. No.
But even if I could, I would not.
Right.
So, is that bad? To just acknowledge...
Call Christina and ask her.
She's probably like, no, she is pretty. No,
you can't.
No, we're just joking. We're just trying to give you a hard time.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
And your phone is being used as a camera.
I'm not running a lot of sleep right now.
I can tell.
So, like,
really
I might
firing.
Say some stuff, man.
You already have.
This could get bad for me.
Yeah. Well.
All this work.
Let's celebrate Joey's last show.
All this work.
He's done all this work at the church, and he's going to get fired.
I've seen that happen before.
Why'd you get fired? I said Liv Tyler was pretty.
I was hanging out on a show once where this guy was interviewing a girl, and then all of a sudden he was never allowed on the show again.
What'd he do?
Because nothing. He was just nice to the person on the show, and the other person's greater half was just like, I don't like that. And he was like, we were just having an interview. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Super.
Tell me your relationship's not very strong without telling me your relationship's not very strong.
It ruined a lot of people's fun.
You're killing my vibe.
Yeah, it was a lot of vibe kill. Huh. There's Derek.
Who's here? Are we watching?
Wait,
is that on right now?
That's why we only have three viewers.
What's the SOTU?
You really think people are watching State of the Union?
Yeah. Dude. Hey, when The Chosen went to the movie theaters on Thursday nights, we lost half of our viewership.
But you think that...
Dude, 60 to 70-year-old women right now are not watching our show. I'm sorry. We lost our viewership.
That is our largest.
It is our demographic. They don't like it, but they love us, so they're just nice and turn it on in the background.
It took me so long to learn what POTUS stood for.
What does it stand for?
President of the United States.
Oh, that makes way more sense than POTUS.
Yeah, but people will say POTUS, and it's like, I don't like that. I don't like the way that word sounds. What's up? Who's here? What?
Oh, no.
Sorry. Oh, Janae, what's up?
Yeah. I just saw her on the camera.
I think you might be
person.
On camera. You might want to wait.
No, she's fine.
Oh, no, you're good. You can hang out.
Nobody. Okay. Don't worry. Nobody's watching. They're all watching the POTUS.
That number is never...
Wow.
I've looked at this before. That number's not right.
We're cutting out.
Are we?
Of my earphones?
Not mine.
It's probably that cord.
That cable needs replaced.
Hold on.
Gosh, Brett.
It's all
breaking
good.
Stuff over
just
there.
Don't move it.
Yeah, we're good.
Do we want to lead with Brett so we can start trying this deliciousness?
Actually, what time is it? Did we get started? Well, I guess we could get. I had something fun I was going to.
Oh, hit me. Let's do it.
You ready for this, Noah?
Hit it.
No, you don't have to hit my music. This is just something fun.
Okay.
Hit my music.
Push the
ready to get your ear holes blessed? Take it away, Josh.
Yeah. So this can just be my segment since we got a late start and everything's going crazy.
What you got?
I'm just going to make this my segment.
Okay.
Think about this real hard.
I'm scared right
don't
now.
Don't speak right away.
Okay.
Don't talk right away. Jenna, you can be a part of this if you want. So
I'm
just
nervous.
Listen in.
Okay.
Don't speak right away.
I'm nervous.
Don't speak. There's a trend. Don't speak. There's a trend going around on the internets. And I want to have you guys see what you can do your best impression of. There's a trend going around where wives and women are usually looking at their significant half and filming them and saying, "Hey, what would be your hot dog yell?" And they say, "What? If you were selling hot dogs at the baseball stadium, what would be your hot dog yell?" So think about it. Don't do the traditional hot dog yell.
Wait, but it's mine. I can do whatever.
You can do whatever you want, but we're trying to entertain and become famous or viral. So
we're gonna keep this clean.
That's
your yell, not mine.
No. I'm just putting out the ground rules.
He can't
here.
Get fired.
he can, just not from here.
Yeah, exactly. Of your hot dog yell. You're selling hot dogs at the Red Stadium.
Yeah,
what would your chant be to sell hot dogs?
It's at the Red Stadium because that changes.
Sure, we'll do that. You can think about it.
What's the price of a hot dog? Just for this instance, you don't have
we'll
to.
We'll say $5.
$4.99.
$5.
They don't do $4.99. Here's your penny.
Make sure when you yell it out, if you yell it out, don't get too close to the mic or you'll shatter everybody's eardrums.
You want
to
leave?
No, go for
You've
it.
Dreamed about this, right? Working at the Red Stadium.
So hot dogs are $5.
Yeah,
hot dogs are $5.
Right.
Red Stadium.
Give me go.
Hot dogs here, $6.
I see your play.
Fraud.
I see your play.
Yeah, the Reds get theirs, I get mine.
Who are they going to check? Sure. It's a hot dog, and it sucks.
And remember when they were a dollar?
Yeah.
Mm, good days.
That's crazy.
You had to walk all the way up to the top level.
Yeah.
But you could get them for a dollar.
You can pay a pass to get free dogs. You can get up to like five
up
to six
to
free
five.
Dogs.
It says all you can eat, and then they
five.
Limit you to five hot dogs.
And
then
it's a competition to see how fast you can eat. Anyway.
You got one, though?
You got a hot dog scream or yell?
Appropriate.
Yeah.
We're going to have to play for Pod Blex on this one.
Oh, yeah. Pod Blex after dark.
Thank you for your discretion.
That's fine.
But, I mean, if you want to hear
I got one.
You got one?
Yeah, I got one. You ready?
I'm ready for it. Joey's hot dog
yell. At the Reds.
At the Red Stadium.
Yep. Red hot hot dogs here. $5. Red hot hot dogs here. Up and down all day.
Up and
all
down.
Day long,
I think you would run
steps.
Out of voice.
No, it's from the here.
Oh, mm-hmm. Diaphragm.
They're going to look at this skinny guy selling hot dogs and be like, what does this guy know about hot dogs?
It's valid.
Yeah, it's true.
Good hot dogs here.
You have to say red hot.
I think they're good. Vegetarian, maybe? I don't know.
You guys eat these?
Dude, if I'm slinging hot dogs at a Reds game, you best believe I'm throwing them.
oh, I am that guy. Like you, okay,
chuckle.
Pop, and then they send the money down the line. Yeah,
oh yeah,
the $5 bill comes down the line. Yeah, three, okay, bam, bam, bam.
Those days are over.
Yeah, they're not allowed to do that, right?
They don't do those anymore.
What do you mean?
The only thing that comes around is beer,
and they can't throw those either.
They don't come around with the little lemonades, frozen lemonade.
You gotta go get it.
That was my favorite.
Do you have a hot dog yell, Jenna? Just no.
Hey,
not going to join in the fun?
She's honest.
That's fine.
Yeah, but
that's
I'm red hot. I'm telling you, it's hot and ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got one?
Of course I've got one.
He's been practicing.
I'm
almost out of my voice. hot dog yells, working at the Red Stadium, $5 a hot dog.
With a rebel,
walking
yeah.
A rebel, yeah.
They cried hot dogs.
I'm walking out. I'm getting started. Get my stretches on.
Hot dog!
That's pretty good.
I'm screaming.
Is it like
every time?
So you are losing your voice.
Oh, yeah. That's my duty. It's my job.
You need a day off in between shifts.
I got red in the face. I can feel it.
You are red. You are more red than you were before.
You can't yell it at the top. Like, you got to walk all the way to the bottom.
Get
and
everybody's
make sure
attention.
You make eye contact.
Hey, you.
Hot dog!
People have been trying to buy them for you. Like, no, not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. I'm not open.
Hey, I'll take. No.
On my way back up.
We're not selling yet.
Yeah.
All right, everybody ready?
Close for business. Close for business.
If you're out there and you have a hot dog yell that you want to share with the show, please send us a short video in so we can make a clip of it and put it out for a video that everybody's sharing their hot dog screams.
May I add to this?
Please do that.
If you were an employee at a stadium, and let's say that they still did the walkthrough of the traditional items, you know, the cotton candies, the peanuts, the beverages, lemonade.
Boiled nuts are better.
What would you, if you got to pick which one you walked up and down the aisle, what would you want to sell?
Cotton candy. All
lighter. Because it's the lightest?
Yeah.
I always 100%. Like the people walking around with like the beer or the pop or whatever, and like it's hot. It's got to be heavy, dude.
Yo, yeah. Because the ice water. And the,
oh, my goodness.
But they're making the most tip money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do make more tip money when people get drunk.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You're the worst.
You a beer.
You are the worst. To tip them. You don't tip the beer guy at the park? No, I'm kidding.
Should I tip the lemonade guy at the park?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All of them.
Cotton candy, anything.
Yeah, bro.
You should feel ashamed.
I do.
God should put judgment upon you.
I didn't know, though, so is that okay?
No, that's a common knowledge thing.
Okay, hold on, wait a second. How am I supposed to know? When you do, like, curbside orders, do you tip?
I don't curbside.
No, I don't.
I go in and get it.
They ask me for a tip. I'm curb stomping. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, but I do not, and I will never, I shouldn't say never, I will probably never tip when, like, it's like I go up to the counter and I tell them what I want. And then it comes up and it says, "Would you like to tip?" And I'm like, "Why would I do that?"
Yeah,
like you're why?
Let me rephrase that.
Because you haven't waited on me like at a tip. Jenna's a, I worked in this food service, Jenna. I get it. I serve tables, but whenever I work behind the counter, I got paid differently.
So see, we don't.
So that would be the thing. I need to start asking people like, "Hey, just on the side, what do you make an hourly right now?" Because
I don't even know if I should do that.
What or this,
you could just be hated.
Or this, like, you know, like after Sundays, we all go to lunch and then they charge you like over parties of four, you are automatically 20% gratuity.
What?
I leave more
some
than,
places, yeah.
Like, you walk in with a family of five, you're screwed.
But the comedy club,
I usually leave more than 20%.
They always put a 20% tip on the bill.
Like what exactly am I tipping for?
That matters.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm not sitting at the restaurant. You're not waiting on me. You're walking outside to bring me food.
If you get bad service,
I've never tipped.
Even if it's the worst service ever, you're
I drove there to pick it up. You didn't wait on me.
No,
my table.
I'm with you on that one.
Could you read this last comment for Joey?
I took my contacts out.
No.
Some lady named Kelly Marie. Let me ask you this. What would Jesus do?
She
would have let Josh go golfing.
No.
That wasn't her call. That was my call, knowing that she wouldn't let me go.
His call. So what food are you carrying?
I said cotton candy because it's lighter.
I'll go with hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs are pretty light.
You know how many of those I would eat?
Just walking
back. Brett's got one in his mouth, just hanging out like a cigar.
Something's happening, and you turn around to watch the game, you're like...
Sir, excuse me. Shut up, man.
He's up to bat right now.
Have you ever carry the drinks because you get an extra workout in.
That's
on
a good
top of the steps and get extra tip money.
As soon as she started talking, I thought she's going to think it's going to be a good workout, but it's going to suck.
It would be hurt. Could you imagine the first day of work?
Ooh,
not the second day would be worse.
Yeah, that's true.
The second day would be worse.
I would be off for like a good 3 weeks.
What would I carry?
Hot dog.
I love the frozen lemonades.
Frozen lemonades, yeah.
I loved when the people walked around. I'm eating a frozen lemonade while I'm working.
You have to pay for it.
I'm gonna get
track of that stuff.
Like a chest rig that holds it, and so like when I'm
like a harmonica holder, and you're eating an
yes,
snow cone.
Exactly.
At
yes.
All right. So, Chris Jackson.
What?
Sorry, Chris Jackson. Basically, just recited the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse song as his slogan.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's a good one, actually.
Jason Burr said, refer to them as glizzies. It's a fun new word. No cap.
You don't have to read all the comments, Noah.
No cap.
He said no cap.
Oh, that sounds like some real white
Kelly
stuff.
Kelly commented back, this is the real me, #
This is the real me.
Leon is starting a debate with no ketchup on dogs, mustard only.
No, I'm with him. I'm solidly with him on this.
I eat ketchup on my
mustard
hot dog.
Mustard is superior on a hot dog.
You're wrong, sir.
I'll put onions and pickles and tomato slices. I'll go full Chicago dog.
Chicago?
I'll do it all.
I don't mind a Chicago dog.
Because it's pretty much a sandwich. But no, that's another stuff. Discussion for another day.
I want to do this.
Yeah, but thanks. Yeah, if you're out there and you have a hot dog yell, please record it. Send it to the PodBless Facebook Messenger or whatever platform you're on. Send it to us in a message, and we would love to comprise that together so we can get all of our hot dog yells down. So do that as a fan, please.
Red out.
You got Brett's music?
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare your bellies this for Chef Brady.
Chef Brady. That's my favorite part.
Oui, oui.
I've been to Paris.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it?
Stinky. No, I'm just kidding. It was fun.
How were the fries?
I don't know. I was super hungover.
How were the fries?
The entire trip.
Yeah. Okay, what are we doing here, Brett?
All right, gentlemen.
Chef. I'm sorry. Yes, chef.
You have a sandwich in front of you.
Ooh. Sammy.
From the lovely Castle of Whites.
With the
Castle of what? Delectable
jalapeno.
Three bald white guys. We don't need that. White guys.
He's not bald, sir.
Yeah, I'm sir.
Okay, so.
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
So you have a White Castle in front of you. Take it out of its sleeve.
Commonly referred to as a whiting.
I don't think you can say that.
Yeah.
I can say that.
Other people can't say that.
Now you, it's called.
Oh, that's
it's
dangerous.
Full. It is full.
It's really full. They did not skimp you on
and
that one.
This is Skyline Chili.
Skyline Chili. It was great on our donuts.
It was great.
You watched the video. So now take your lovely White Castle.
This is going to get everywhere. And he's bringing us some Kleenexes because we're going to cry.
Sweet. And you dip it into chili, and it is called the Cincinnati.
French dip.
French dip.
Yeah.
It's another French dip. Did you do one already?
No, I have not.
Do it. I'm not going to do it before you do it.
I need a napkin.
We're going to do this together, Kleenex. Right?
Yeah, that thing.
So it's called...
Have you tried this before, anybody?
The Cincinnati French dip.
Cincinnati French dip.
Cincinnati French dip, Skyline with White Castle.
Cheers, my
brother.
All right,
here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers it.
Oh.
Eat it.
That's for later. Wet wipes.
Here's the thing that may be skewing this for me. My intense love for Skyline Chili. You could slather it on just about anything, and I'm going to eat it. But this is good. This is high quality. I'm not double dipping. I'm just going back.
It smells terrible.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm sure it's not good for me.
No, we already ate a few. That's what you're smelling.
I'm sure it's not good for me.
That's a spicy one, too.
It's a spicy meatball.
Noah wants one.
Mm, got you. Spicy or not?
They have spicy now?
Traditional jalapeno. Or jalapeno.
Okay. Not right now, but after the show's over. Go out and get you some Skyline Chili and get yourself a White Castle burger. And you need to try this for me.
Jason said those britches are going to take a whooping.
I want to redact what Joey said. No one should ever do this.
You don't like it?
You didn't like it?
I didn't say
back
I didn't
corner,
like it.
Back corner? Back corner?
Well, I just feel... Said, who's going to run to the toilet first?
Me. I came in here ready.
That's dangerously good.
I brought extra clothes.
Brett, I took off work tomorrow.
After your story last week.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a lot of White Castles.
That's
over
really
there too.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if they're all hot when you do it.
Yeah, these aren't even super warm, and it's still good.
That was good. But that's going to be dangerous.
Is this a top?
Especially being spicy?
Chef Brett, or no?
This is the most delicious Chef Brett we've had.
You didn't like the donut?
Was that Chef Brett?
I mean, that was an entire video of Chef Brett. We did all his concoctions, except for your Andy's mint one. Ugh.
I like both.
Made an Andy's mint one?
Donut? Yeah. You didn't watch the video? You totally did not watch the video.
Go watch the video.
Get out.
Some of it.
I watched 30 seconds and got bored.
You're good.
Everybody else did too.
That is delicious.
It is good.
A little hot sauce?
I mean, had jalapenos.
You were complaining about just the White Castle earlier.
I'm acclimated now, bro. I'm good. Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Let me cool down my palate with a nice Arizona iced tea, watermelon flavor.
That I would have to say that is a Cincinnati French dip for sure.
It is so good.
Yeah.
Do you like traditional French
dip? It's good,
isn't
it, Noah?
Fire.
Yeah, I like a traditional French dip.
I've never had one.
Can't talk either. But yeah.
You're having a stroke?
Dude, I'm already fat and out of shape. Like, that was rough. My stomach's making noises that it shouldn't make right now.
Do you ever eat something and your tongue's like, oh, this is amazing? And then you eat it and your body's like, what you just do to us?
Because
we're in this together.
It's the smell of bad meat that turns you away. The taste sometimes can still be good if you prepare it right.
Really?
So rotten meat can still come back on you.
Huh.
I've never had any meat that was rotten.
You never grew up poor.
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't either, but I still ate raw meat. Rotten meat. No, ever since the water fast, man, I don't digest things very well. I've been having problems. I used to eat the sun chips with the salsa sun chips, and now they like the upset ones. My stomach.
Salsa verde.
Ever since I did the water fast. Coke cheddar. Hurts my belly.
Cheddar, yep.
But anyway, yeah.
The water
good.
Fast got you.
The water fast changed my...
I saw a meme on Twitter or Facebook.
Are White Castles a Cincinnati thing? I thought they were more...
Well, White Castles are everywhere.
Yeah. Noah, can you find out where the first White Castle was, please?
Probably California.
I'm going to say South.
Yeah, could be.
Oh, I was going to say Michigan.
I'm saying Cali. There's a guy that does social media for like Cincinnati stuff, and he did that too. He got a case in his car and was eating them. And his opinion was, if you want to live longer, I would suggest not doing this. As he dipped his second one in, it was like,
as he went for another one.
But it is absolutely delicious.
Wichita, Kansas.
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 South.
That's not south. It's central as it
south
gets.
Of us, right?
Maybe not. No, it is, but just barely.
Yeah, I'm not good I win. At
geography and stuff.
What's the name of this game? I win.
No. No one in the history of Wichita, Kansas has ever said considered it south.
Is there any good comments that need to be
pointed out? Can you
guess
the date?
1928.
It's 29,
28.
1924.
I was just randomly guessing.
No, I knew that because it's on everything they have.
Oh. Alrighty. We got...
Comments.
Yeah, I was having him read through to see if there was any good ones. But yeah.
Kelly said the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Jason Barris said, is this the new colonoscopy protocol the night before?
No more Miralax.
Yeah,
this
is the pre-workout.
Leon said, Pod Bless or SCOTUS?
SCOTUS?
That's
like
Supreme
POTUS?
Court of the United States.
I'd say Pod Bless. Everybody's going to be talking about SCOTUS tomorrow. We'll only talk about this tonight. But he brings it up later.
We're going to talk about Supreme Court? No.
I don't know. Is that going to be your topic tonight?
No. I have a topic, though, if you want me to. While Noah's up away from the
board. That's a good timing.
Well, he's going for just
you
take
going
it over
for another?
Yeah, just don't spill it on the counter.
Oh, please don't spill it.
He's holding it by the lid, too.
I know, I saw that.
I hope he spills it all over your couch.
We did that with I was at McDonald's once, and somebody was reaching me the... was it mocha frappe? And I was like, oh, thanks. And the only place I could grab was the top lid, and it just went shunk and fell right on the ground. Blap. And I was like, hey, kid, I'm sorry. And then she was just like, oh, it's okay.
Josh ate the last one. Then we put down a 20-pack.
Wait, it's already gone?
Well, how many did you? I had two.
I stopped eating, so I didn't take them all.
I don't know.
I'm not here to be quizzed.
Are you sure?
Ooh, I didn't eat dinner, okay? That?
There's two.
Yeah.
I did something.
Sit down and listen up to what Joey's got to say.
Yeehaw. Oh, we're all backwards. We did them in a different route.
Leon said sorry for the confusion. He meant president's speech.
Yeah, he meant POTUS. State of the Union.
State of the Union.
The Stowe.
Stowe. Very stoic.
All right, here we go. I was thinking as we had these Arizona iced teas.
Oh, dude.
About how, first off, now I'm not going for a sponsorship here. This is just the truth. Some of my favorite of all time.
He's going to yak.
No, not.
Please don't.
I'm not going to throw up.
Oh, cute. Wonderful. So, the price of this item is on the can.
Yeah.
It's how many ounces? It's 22 fluid ounces.
Which is way too much.
If you're in another country. And it says right here, great buy, 99 cents. It is said that. Do you remember a time when Arizona iced teas were not 99 cents?
Probably when they first started. They were
Cold
probably
War.
Cheaper.
Cold War. He's probably right.
When did they start?
They have almost, Noah, got to find out when Arizona iced tea started now. Thank you. I used to love getting the plastic bottle ones, lemon flavored.
Yeah.
And on the trips. Jug. Oh, dude. My favorite. And they had a glass bottle too, which was delicious.
Yeah, I remember that.
And backward those were $1. Start. $1. You can't beat it. And even in today's ridiculous climate of economic strife, still $1. And I've heard email or rumors of the ownership saying they're never going to raise the price. It's always going to be one can, $1. What's the...
This one might shock you.
How old is it?
Both of them actually might shock you.
Hit me.
1992.
Oh, it's new.
Wow.
Okay.
92. And it's not even from Arizona.
I can't drink it.
Where's it from?
I'm done.
New York.
What?
He went to Arizona and had the best tea of his life.
If you've had a can that said New York on it, you would not be drinking it.
It says right here. It says Woodbury, New York. Wow. Okay.
That was a play to get people to actually drink it. This looks way more attractive than a New York City rat.
Preach. Have you seen that? First time I went to New York, the only thing I wanted, well, not the only thing. One of the top things I wanted to see was a rat, like just walking around.
That's
and
gross.
We had been there for like the whole day, did not see one, and we're walking back to the car, and one ran across the sidewalk, and I was like,
at you.
He looked at me, flipped me the bird, and then just like, kept running.
I'm walking!
Yeah. Read it, Noah.
Yeah. Wait.
Just got a big bite of food.
No, it's not bad.
Okay. Kel, what are you doing awake?
Hey, she's viewing.
She is.
She said, Josh, let me know if you need me to run a clean undies and pants over a new pair of pants.
Did she listen last week?
No,
she must have known.
We had to do that for Ben yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
like his his uncle.
Yeah, just like his uncle. We had we didn't say that on the air.
Yeah, it's too late now. It's okay. Yeah,
he has two of those. You choose.
You pick.
We dropped him off at play practice, and we got a call immediately as we got home. It was like, can you bring Ben a new pair of underwear? Yeah. Turned out she came all the way there. He needed pants too. So she had to come back, go back again. Yeah.
Ouch.
We were already late, too, anyway. But anyway, yeah, Arizona's $1.09.
They've always been $1.
From New York.
So for the last 32 years
yeah,
or whatever.
It's been a while.
Year, yeah, $1.
That's crazy.
If they changed it, it would really bother me.
Well, yeah.
I would still probably buy it. If it was $1.50, it's a lot.
This is the first Arizona. These three cans I bought tonight, first cans I've bought in 13 years.
So I always get the raspberry or the lemon or the peach.
Isn't Arnold Palmer Arizona?
I don't think it's Arizona.
They have a partnership for certain products, but it's not always that.
It doesn't say Arizona on the
but
can.
But can you think of any other product in your life that that hasn't changed price like that?
Arnold Palmer.
I don't know. Is that true?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Sounding good.
Is this an anomaly? Is what I'm getting at. Like, is this the only thing? Something that. So another famous one is like the Costco. What is it? You get
the
a slice of pizza or a hot dog and a drink for $1.50. And the owner has been on record saying,
"You'll never raise the price.
Never. It's not going to happen." And that's a sweet deal. You used to go. You ever had lunch at Sam's or Costco?
I don't.
Sam's when I was a kid.
Yeah it's decent.
I did until my mom got a job.
So can you think of anything that is stake? Because my theory is that this is kind of an anomaly. Nothing else really exists. So
it's the same price.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's like a thing we could like ask it a question and it would tell us.
Like the internet?
Yeah.
Do you think we have a guy that could look that up?
Doubt it. He seems pretty.
Products that price hasn't changed.
He seems like he's so enjoying the Cincinnati. French dip.
There are some weird oddities out there of things that, like, we think everything 100 years ago was cheaper. Most things were, but some things really weren't. So, like, I think if I remember right, like, eggs were way more expensive than they
used to be.
More expensive then than they were now.
Huh. Until people figured out raising a chicken's not that hard.
Probably.
You know what I seen on the internet just yesterday, I think it was? You've seen how people freeze dry the candies?
Yeah.
And so they do that. Well, you can take eggs and break open eggs and stir them up and freeze dry eggs and put them in a canning jar.
Hold on.
And they're good for 20 years. And then all you have to do, 2 tablespoons of that powdery goodness from the jar, 1 tablespoon of water, stir it up, and you have an egg.
What?
Yep. 2 tablespoons of that powder after freeze drying the egg yolks and the egg white. You mix it all up just like you're scrambling an egg.
So you de-shell it. Wait, so you cook it?
You crack it into a bowl, or like a container.
Mix it up.
Mix it all up like you're scrambling it. You just leave it like it is. Okay. You put it in the freeze-dry thing, which takes all the moisture out, just like they do the freeze-dry candies.
It's good for 20 years. And then
you can can it. You can can it, and it'll last up to 20 years to be good.
Generational egg.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you have like chickens and they're overproducing, get yourself a freeze dryer and you can have eggs for
ever.
Literally ever.
Eggs are good.
Put the dates on them.
You got anything over there? Products it's that haven't.
Kind of hard to find because
I don't think
you didn't give like a year range.
No, I don't mind. Yeah.
But people said Hot Wheels cars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is a good one. Whenever I'm at Walmart, I usually snag one because they're like a dollar.
That's not bad.
Sneakers.
Yeah.
Starbucks.
You can still get. Wait, Starbucks has changed.
What it says.
That thing is right. This lost credibility.
They were expensive back then too.
That's probably true.
Facts.
I never drank it.
Lots of food like tomatoes and potatoes. They said haven't increased.
Potatoes have always been cheap.
Greens, beans.
I got green beans, tomatoes.
You can still get a cheeseburger from McDonald's for a dollar. You
can't.
No, it's a dollar or something. Yep. It's like $1.30.
It went up. It's crazy.
Why is it on the dollar menu?
It's not anymore. It's called the value menu.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so you can't get all the toppings.
Did we talk about Wendy's dynamic pricing last week?
Yeah, we talked about it somewhere with you.
I know. We've been around each other a lot this last week, so I don't know if that, it's all bleeding into each other. I don't think. Did we talk about that last week? How Wendy's is going to try in 2025 to do dynamic pricing. So, like, if it's rush hour,
yeah,
it's the opposite of happy hour, basically. They're going to raise prices when you're most likely to be there. And then they said they might lower them on down times as well. But that's ridiculous.
No, they won't.
There's no way. They're already so expensive.
I think we should just boycott Wendy's.
For thinking of that.
Right.
That's horrible.
Fast food, it's not like I'd rather go in somewhere and sit down. If I'm going to spend $12 to $15 on lunch, I can sit down somewhere
even
and get
breakfast.
Good food. Yeah.
Breakfast now. Is that right? You're spending $10 for one breakfast.
I just go through beans.
It's crazy.
Let me tell you something, guys. As a guy that just went and bought a literal cup of chili.
How much was it?
Dude.
And this soda.
Well,
I hate
your problem.
Skyline
they kill
for that.
You on those.
Well,
no.
It was $13
for a cup of chili
and a soda.
How much was the chili?
I don't know.
So
the drink was probably $3, so that's probably $10.
I was craving Coney's the other day, so I just went through and I got 2 cheese Coney's.
$13.
No, but it was $6. It was like $6.50.
$3.29 at Coney or whatever.
They used to cost like $2 a Coney.
Two, and I have to get French fries.
Time out. It's not like going to the Bengals game and spending $15 for two.
No, well, if you're at an event though, you know you're gonna get it.
You're gonna get gouged. For
well,
sure.
They charge you for like $12 for a bottle of water.
Dude, I was at the high school basketball games. I took Cooper yesterday, and
they charge you get in. Sorry
for just a hot dog. Just one hot dog was $6.
What? That's more expensive than at the Reds game.
I know. It is AKU. They're struggling a little bit.
$5.
But like those places do dynamic pricing too. Like depending on the event, they will charge different amounts for the same exact.
And you can't say nothing about it.
You can't do anything in those places.
Yeah.
Like at a Bengals game.
Because they help change the laws for that. So
especially when you have kids and they're like, I got to have this. I got to have this.
I want the ice cream in the baseball hat.
Yeah.
I want those, the nachos in the baseball
those
hat.
Those are competitively priced.
At least you get a hat. Like if you're going to spend $20.
The fries with the pulled pork on them. At the Reds game that you showed.
Oh, yeah, the fry box. That's
Oh,
it is so good. And it's like $11.50, $12 maybe. And you get two people could eat it.
Yeah.
You got to just find the deals. You got to hunt. Brett, two people could eat that. I've never finished one by myself. you don't eat that by yourself.
Yeah, you do.
Goodness.
I got your next chef, Brett.
Oh, okay.
No, I've already got. I mean, it could be down in the road, but I got another one.
Okay.
What's going on, Matt? See you coming.
It's called
the
Cincinnati Coney.
Yeah,
Skyline. He just wants me to buy him cheese curds.
No. You take a Skyline and you wrap it in La Rosa's pizza.
I mean, can't do that.
I don't like La Rosa's that much. Can I say that? You guys hate me for that?
I don't like La Rosa's.
I'd rather have CC's. I'd rather have Little Caesars.
CC's?
I'd rather have Domino's. Oof. All of those before La Rosa's. Now, I'll eat it. I'll eat it. Don't get me wrong. But I think it's my bottom tier
pizza.
Rough,
isn't it? He's over here making faces like, oh my God.
Guys, CC's is good. Just
Brett's
admit.
Been making faces too. I've been worried about him. Like, we're talking and he's going.
On Mondays, CC's is $5 all day.
Yeah,
that's
for
the best
a reason.
Deal in America.
That's what you get. $5 quality pizza.
It's normally $11. Also, It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
He's good.
All right, we got a comment.
Yeah, we got a bunch. You hate not being able to read them.
Here. I can't read because I took my contacts out.
Chris Jackson said, I saw a receipt that. For Five Guys where a bacon burger drink and small fries was 20-something. Yeah.
A small fry at Five Guys is $7.99.
Now, that's good, though. They take fresh potato, slice it in front of you.
Yeah, if you're going to pay for it, at least you got good stuff.
And their burgers, dude.
They're so good.
If anybody's going to charge more, they deserve to charge more.
I have some that gift cards for Five Guys, and I've just been saving them for a special occasion.
What? To go out of, like, to
you guys wanna go?
Expire?
You want to go right now?
Not right now, I don't. I feel horrible.
I'm not really going to go anywhere after what I just ate, but you can get Five Guys and bring it back, and I'm sure we'll eat it.
Sure, we'll knock
if we
it
keep
out.
Talking and it's sitting here, we're going to eat it. For sure.
So, yeah, appreciate the little things in life. The things like Arizona iced teas that won't have integrity about themselves, and they're not going to raise. It's not like gas prices, which change 70 cents a day for no reason that we know of.
I used to feel like inflation went on gas prices. Mm-hmm. And when gas went up, they were like, well, we've got to raise the prices because it costs so much for them to deliver with fuel. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, it went back down. Should we the prices of everything else go back down? It's like, oh, no, we're already charging this now. And so,
it's
no.
Bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
All it takes is one big rock.
Yeah.
Flying through the sky.
I am not allowed to read that comment.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Burris, what'd you say?
Oh, he's right. Good job. Good job, Don. That's how you filter right there. That's how you filter.
Why
but
guy?
He said he bets Josh likes Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
You filtered it.
Yeah, he did. He filtered it
and
when
then
he said
you said it.
But then you brought it up.
What are you talking about? I just said that he liked
he
the
said
restaurant.
He bets Josh likes Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He edited it, and then you pointed out how he didn't.
Now it's funny. Now it's quite obvious what Josh likes.
Do you know the Smash Burger that used to be out by NKU?
No.
Oh. Well, it used to be a Smash Burger, and we were out there.
I didn't live here.
I think it was me and Seth, and I was like, yeah, like, we were talking about somewhere to get lunch, and I said, let's go to Smash Burger. He's like, what's that? I said, it's like a Five Guys, you know? And we drove over there, and the Smash Burger went out of business, and a Five Guys bought it.
That's funny.
Ended up being Five Guys.
He's like, dude, this was a Five Guys.
I know. I was like, oh, it's not really.
Mad Mike's is better than Five Guys.
I was about to say, they closed down.
The place
they?
Where the floor sticks?
Yeah.
I don't know.
My shoes stick to the floor.
It was
like
the one
the
up the street from your old house.
Yeah. They're still open. I went there as of six months ago. They were open. And my shoes stuck to the floor.
Like I didn't off. Say they were clean. I just
no,
said their
they're
burgers
not clean, but they do have good burgers.
You guys never went to the Hillbilly Hot Dog either, did you? Down in West Virginia.
Oh.
Be careful. We're all going to poop our pants before the show's over.
Who's got the longest ride?
Oh, no.
He'll sleep here.
Sleep all the way.
Like, home. I'm watching all of you guys' eye contact right now, and it's a game of Russian roulette.
we just keep looking, waiting.
You have to eat three of those, and then we just sit here. Nobody moves.
There's two left.
I've hit like six or seven of them, for real.
We ate two or three terrible. Before the show started.
Oh my goodness.
Matt, did you miss the bit? We did the Cincinnati au jus, or the Cincinnati French dip, where you take a White Castle burger and dip it in Skyline chili and eat it. That's why we're all talking like this, that we're going to poop our pants.
Do you have a pod bless for us, Brett?
I guess.
Pod bless your heart.
He's ready, keyed up.
He's Fingers McGee over there.
That's his name.
Luck struck twice for a Kentucky couple.
Aww.
In Louisville. They thought they lost a winning Powerball ticket.
What's Powerball?
Like the Kentucky Lottery?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Bowling Green. Oh, Bowling Green. We were there once.
Is that like a big one where you... We were twice.
Yeah.
How big is the bowl, like the Powerball? Is that the huge one?
was it a Powerball that they did?
Yeah, it says Powerball.
Or Mega Millions. Ooh, you cut my head off.
Yeah, I did. I'm just trying to get it. Uh-oh.
But no, even if you have a winning ticket, doesn't mean you win the entire Powerball.
What?
Yeah.
You can win with not a winning.
Let's just listen.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
The Bowling Green couple found out in November that they had won $50,000, but could not find the ticket they had purchased about a week before. The Kentucky Lottery said in a news release. Mark Perdue said the owner of AM Express congratulated him when he walked into the convenience store. I said, for what? And he said, you won the lottery. I said, I wish. He said, "You did. I have you on video."
I got surveillance. Says you did, man.
He and his wife.
They get paid too.
They get paid too.
Oh yeah. I swear.
What?
Yeah. Well, if you buy a ticket from a place and you win big, they get a portion of money. Not from your money.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a second.
He and his wife then looked but couldn't find the ticket and thought it might have been thrown away. "I've been beating myself up for 3 months thinking I threw this ticket away," his wife said. Then in February, Purdue, who's president of...
Purdue.
Curu USA went to
Purdue
check...
Purdue is president of Curu. Yeah.
Check out the condition of a company car, and he saw the ticket inside.
Nice.
Yes.
The car, which isn't used often, was needed because a visitor from the other plant was in town and needed to be used as a company vehicle.
Dang.
All right.
"I don't know how long it might have sat out there if I hadn't needed the car," Purdue said. "I was shaking a little bit."
What's the time frame that you're allowed to turn that
bad boy? It's like
in?
A year.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a year to turn it in.
Do you have to go public?
Different states, you have to do different things. So a lot of people will set up a trust in another state and have that money go to that trust. That way it's not, you don't have to give your name out.
I feel like you shouldn't have to go public.
You should never give your name out. But some states make you.
He told his wife, and the next day, they went to the lottery headquarters, where they received a check for $36,000 after taxes.
Nice. Yeah.
The lottery statement said, "The couple..."
We can buy a small mid-sized car. Yay.
The couple said they plan to pay off bills and may even take a trip.
So, moral dilemma here.
Yeah.
Do you tell your spouse?
Well, yeah.
Yes, you do.
Wait, do you
I was going to say, like, I don't know where you're going.
I was just hoping that somebody would go along with that just to be the foil.
But... No, my wife's watching the show. So, yes, I would definitely tell my wife.
Would you? I would spend some of it first. Be like, "Hey, we won... $3,400.
I'm like, man, the podcast cameras have got really upgraded. That's a good quality. Again, I don't know. Somebody donated some money.
I didn't know you could, like, how did they know they won if they didn't have the ticket?
They won't give it to you in cash, so it's like a digital.
So when they sell you a ticket, the
machine,
gas station has a record. Like,
well,
this
it's all
so
got dates
hits,
and times.
They tell the gas station, "Hey, you sold a winning ticket."
So then why do you have to have the ticket? Why don't they just go, "Oh, you clearly bought this ticket"?
Well,
I don't think they keep record of who.
He kept record of it because he was like, "I get money from this too. So yeah, I'm going to let you know, hey, you bought this ticket here."
So if you buy a lottery ticket and then you give it to me and I win.
Yeah, you won.
Do you have any rights to that money?
No.
I mean, he would probably beat you up, but...
You'd probably be expected
if you didn't
to pay give
out
me
something.
Some of that money,
Right. So yeah, if I win like $5 million,
never get
who are you? Who are who's the brain of Joey clicking and being like, "Who can I convince to buy me a lottery ticket?"
Because technically, you can't buy it. But
don't buy lottery tickets.
But unless you're going to give them to your pastor.
Here's my tithe this month. Good luck.
Now, but if you do buy lottery tickets and win, you should tithe on your winnings.
Eh, I don't know.
It's income, bro.
No, you guys wouldn't be cool with buying a ticket, so I wouldn't want to burden you with that sin. So, you know, 36,000. Yeah, 36,000. That's like a small mid-sized car, or maybe a small four-wheel drive car.
That one.
36,000.
Speaking of something that didn't stay the same price, you can get a used one for that.
Tickets have stayed the same price, but they give extra incentives to spend an extra dollar or two now to buy a Powerball ticket. So you can buy a Powerball ticket for $2. That is the Powerball price now. They raised it.
Is it true that the money from lottery goes to funding education?
Sure.
That's what they say.
A portion. They say a portion of it.
Oh, it's like, what's the...
Goodwill?
The pink ribbon? Didn't that come back?
Cancer.
And it was
breast cancer,
It turned out that like less than 1%, or like the NFL, anything they sell that has pink on it, it's like less than 1% that goes to actual
breast cancer
research.
Awareness.
Yeah. It's crazy how much they get away with.
It happens. So who are we going to bless in this situation? Because they did find it.
We got to bless the husband for being open and honest and bringing his wife back into that conversation, because he could have just...
For 30... Wait, you're willing to... You
no,
think this guy's,
I wouldn't.
No. You think this guy's willing to throw his marriage away for $36,000?
If he does it right, no one ever has to know.
If it's in the millions, then you were talking differently.
Yeah.
If
it's millions,
$36,000, it's like...
No, I have a reverse theory there. You're not going to get away with the millions, but you can get away with $36,000.
I don't know.
No.
We have the same bank account, so. And they don't give it to you in cash.
And
they
have the same mattress, so you can't put it underneath the mattress.
That's true. There's too much tracks. Too much tracks to cover up.
You're right. So who we blessing?
I say we bless the guy for being a genuine good husband.
I like it. So did it have his name?
Purdue, Mr. Purdue.
Mr. Yeah. Purdue?
God bless your heart, sweetie.
President of Carew. Mr. Purdue, President of Carew.
A company that's doing pretty well for itself, seeing as I can have a spare company vehicle that doesn't get used very often.
You got some buses. Don't you still have a few buses here at the church?
I do. We do have the buses.
Yeah. Must be doing pretty good. I have some spare buses sitting around. Don't get used.
We use them.
Sure you do.
Do you need a bus?
No. Oh. I just leave it sitting around and not use it at all. Like some churches I know.
They work well for moving lumber.
Short bus stuff.
It's a great for, especially if it's raining.
Yeah.
And you can't put it in a trailer. It's perfect for that.
That's nice.
And fishing.
Well,
with groups of people at a church event, not by myself.
That's true. Just hey, if you're still out there listening, I mentioned in the beginning of the show, if you see one of our shorts or one of our reels or TikToks out there, be sure to leave a comment and a like. It really helps out the show and help out the algorithm. You don't have to say anything deep and meaningful, but if you see one of our videos, just say a little something in the video in the comments, and it helps get other people to start the trend, start that snowball rolling.
Do it.
How many toilets do you have here?
Ample enough, because can we close this up?
Do we have three?
Yeah. Out of here.
I'm chomping at the bit a little bit.
Group poop.
Well, we didn't have to announce all that, but if you're out there, though, make sure to share this with a friend. If you're watching the video live, be sure to catch back with us Thursday and tell a friend to text back. Touch base with us next week on Thursday.
Yeah, what you had last week.
I had a White Castle stroke.
Brett's on his 10th one over there.
Yeah, he's doing the Lord's work. But yeah, if you see us, make sure to leave a comment and a like on those little videos. It helps us out a ton. If it's on Twitter, if it's on Facebook, if it's on YouTube, if it's on TikTok, please be sure to leave a like and a little comment on the shorts and stuff that we post out there.
I'm getting the head start.
You're taking
you're sweating,
the headphones.
Dude.
I'm getting the head start, brother.
Yeah, is there anything else we need to talk about?
I mean, we can keep it going, and you can give us the post-game report if you want.
Nah, hey, I'll tackle him and make him poop his pants.
No, we need a boomer. We need a boomer right
you guys should play
later.
A game right now. Who eats the White Castle?
Oh, White Castle?
Last one.
I'm not touching it.
I need to get out of here.
I had pizza and wings. Scissors. I had pizza and wings before I got here, and then I ate five or six of those.
Come on. I'm not doing it. Brett, you got it, bud.
That's a jalapeno one, too. I noticed that you left it behind.
You didn't have dinner.
I ate four of those jalapeno ones.
He's going to do it.
No, I don't want to.
Yes.
I'm going to throw up. I'm sorry, Kelly. I'll sleep on the couch tonight.
Peer pressure.
That just means you can play COD.
You guys got anything else?
Yeah, I got something. A really long story.
So I went golfing the other day.
I got to get up.
Oh, you talk about how Joey says he hit really
I hit 260.
He did do that.
I did. I really did.
Hey, guys.
Did
thanks
you
for tuning in.
Guy's rangefinder?
I'm Joey.
Like, I'm
no,
Josh.
Time out, no.
I'm Brett.
And
that's
this
Noah.
Is Pod
and
Bless.
This is Pod Bless.
Oh, my God.
You can't say 260 without
him. You got to give Noah some love there. All right. I'm out of here.
Those jalapenos are tasty. Are you taking your phone?
I hope he forgets to turn it off.
You better disconnect that camera, dude.
Hot dog!
I'm not ending it until this camera's off.
I'll turn it off. He's about broke it.
Disconnect.
No, connect it.
Oh, man.